Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Hey. If you have a bowl, is that bowl muktzah? No. A bowl is a keli that's used on Shabbos. What if the bowl falls and breaks? Are the broken pieces muktzah? Let's see our Mishnah. Kol kelim, all kelim, hanitolim b'Shabbos, that aren't muktzah, that could be taken on Shabbos, shivrei, and their broken pieces, the fragments, nitolimoyim, can be taken with them. In other words, the broken pieces, says this Mishnah, are not muktzah. But there's a condition. When do we say the broken pieces are not muktzah? Ubelvad, provided, shu oisin, that you can still use them, they can still function, me'en melacha. They can be used to perform some type of melacha. It doesn't necessarily, according to the Tanakhama, have to be something, the purpose that I'm using the broken piece for, it doesn't have to be something similar to what I use the bowl itself for, but it has to be useful for something. And the Mishnah gives us examples. Let's say shivrei areva. I have the broken pieces of a mixing bowl. Well, maybe I can use a broken piece, lechasis behen es pi hachavias, to cover with it. Lechasis means to cover. You learn Masechtas Bava Kama. There's the bar and the covering of the bar, the kisui habar. What does kisui hadam mean? To cover the blood. Remember by Kaparis, there's a mitzvah to cover the blood of birds and chayas that we shecht. So shivri areva, you can use the broken pieces of a bowl, lechasis behen, as piachavias, to cover the mouth of a barrel with it. Or says the Mishnah Vayter, shivrei zechuchis, broken pieces of glass can be used, lechasis behen, as piapach, to cover the mouth of a jar. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, sometimes the broken pieces are not muksa, but you have to be able to use that broken piece in a way that it's similar to the actual keli itself that it came from. Rabbi Yehuda says, I will also agree that sometimes the broken pieces aren't muksa, but a bulvad provided, shi oisin me'en melachtan, only if you can still use them with something that is similar to what the original thing that it broke off from can be used for. For example, shivrei areva, I have a broken piece of a bowl, but it has to be big enough or shaped in such a way, the broken piece has to be shaped in such a way that latzik l'taychan mikvah. You can pour a kind of, mikvah means a substance like a hot cereal or something which is like a mixture of solid and liquid, a farina kind of a thing. The word mikvah comes from the lashon of like, it's gelled. Can you think of a word in Oz Yashir which is similar to this word or perhaps the same word? Kafusahaimais belev yam. That means the water became like solid. Furthermore, v'shel zechuchis, if you have a broken piece of glass, in order for it not to be muktza, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be fit latzuk l'saychan shemen. That the broken piece is at least curved in such a way, or maybe big enough in such a way that I can pour oil into it. What is Rabbi Yehuda's concern? Why is Rabbi Yehuda more machmir than the Tanakhama? Why does he say it can't just be that the broken piece can be used, but it has to be used for a similar function to what the original keli was? Well, we're going to learn later that there's a kind of muktzah called noilad. Noilad means something that was created on Shabbos, literally to be born. So even let's say that this bowl broke in such a way that one of the pieces fits perfectly like a puzzle to cover one of my bottles or one of my barrels. That's like a new keli that came into being on Shabbos. And for that alone, it's muktzah. And that's why this machlokes in the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is only in regard to kelim which broke during Shabbos. But if they broke before Shabbos, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Tanakhama that you can move the broken pieces as long as they serve any purpose. It doesn't have to be something similar to what the original keli came from. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned all kelim that aren't muktzah. The broken pieces, let's say you asked your little brother to carry a glass for you and he dropped it, did that ever happen? Well, the broken pieces, according to the Tanakhama, are not muktzah if they are used for any type of a malacha, like covering something. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that wouldn't be enough. would have to be that the broken pieces are used in a similar way to what the original keli was used, and that would be that you can put something inside it.